create a new tariff which will help pay the hospital so the hospital is not making a loss. So, what is the future? What are my thoughts about the future? There is a development, of course, and I'm sure most of you know that very suddenly, in December of 2009, Veritex withdrew the BLN assay from the market. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal in January of 2010 and said that there has been very low adoption both in the United States and in the UK and other European countries, and therefore they cannot support it anymore. Do we panic? Do we despair? And the answer is no. What is happening at the moment? Several units are looking into developing their own assay. We are one of the centres looking at developing a very similar assay, and I know our colleagues in Harlow are developing and validating a very similar assay based on the two molecular markers. So I hope that in the very near future we'll have a very similar assay up and running. There is a new method here, elastic scattering spectroscopy, which may become popular in the years to come. The other things I'm looking into at the moment is how many sentinel lymph nodes do we need to analyze? Do we analyze all of them? If somebody has four or five, do we only need to analyze two? When are we going to analyze the whole lymph node and stop sending it for histology? When is it safe to do so? And the economics and